off our Swiss up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario. Now, we're going to talk about today, Dario. We're talking about Swiss National Day. Now, because Swiss National Day is on the 1st of August, but I'll give everyone a glimpse into the future about the fact that in August, Swiss Up and many other things here on WS will be on a summer's break. Now, we did actually talk about Swiss holidays and why there might be a new one on the 12th of September to commemorate the creation of the modern Swiss federal state on that day in 1848. But currently, Swiss National Day is on the 1st of August. So we'll take a look at that one, the one that we have, Dario. So on the 1st of August, why do we have Swiss National Day?
Well, Switzerland's National Day celebrates and commemorates the signing of the Federal Charter of 1291 in early August of that year. The three cantons of Uri, Unterwald, which is now the cantons of Obwald and Nidwalden, and the canton of Schwyz at the time agreed to stand together against outside judges and aggressors. Legend has it that a group of freedom-loving men, one from each canton, swore an oath of allegiance on the Rütli Meadow on the shores of Lake Lucerne in the canton of Uri in 1291.
I've always thought, actually, that that decision to defend each other's rights to make their own laws, I thought that was a brilliant stroke of a defence pact and federalism all in one, altogether, 1291. it's a brilliant masterstroke. However, the question is that federal charter of 1291 a real thing?
Well, yes. However, its importance at the time of its creation is likely overestimated by today's common belief. According to historians, another charter from 1315 actually played a bigger historical role, and there is no indication that the charter of 1291 served as a model for any later federal alliances. So it's likely just one of many charters that were created at the time that had similar content.
Because actually, for a long time after this creation of the 1291 charter, it wasn't mentioned at all for a long time.
Yes, for centuries, actually. Right. The document was only rediscovered in 1758, so close to 500 years later, in an archive in the canton of Schwyz, and it was only in the late 19th century that it came to be regarded as a founding document of Switzerland, and only in 1891 it was commemorated for the first time officially to celebrate basically its 600th anniversary. But for a very long time, no one considered this to be a very important charter.
Okay, so the significance of this charter is more cultural than historic, perhaps.
Yes, definitely. Never mind the historical accuracy of it all or the historical importance of it all. Generations of Swiss children were taught in school about this charter of 1291 and the oath of the three freedom-loving men on the Grütli Meadow in central Switzerland, a place that is actually really beautiful and that you can visit today still. And of course, the document is still referred to regularly in present-day political debate. Also, most often by right-wing parties who use it to underline the importance of Swiss independence and neutrality, because, of course, they can say, look what they did back in 1291 already. They said no foreign judges and independence and defending ourselves.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been a supporter of the EU, would they, at that time?
No,
clearly.
Likely not.
Now, the thing is, as you say, though, the Rütli Meadow is a real thing. You can go there and see it, and you're right, it's absolutely beautiful there. And then the charter is also a real thing, and you can go and see and visit that as well.
Yes, today the charter can be viewed in the Museum of Swiss Charters in Schwyz, and despite its limited historical importance, it is considered Switzerland's oldest constitutional document. So yes, it might be worth a visit for all history geeks out there, and in case you're wondering, yes, the museum is open on the 1st of August.
Yes, it has to be, really, doesn't it?
It would have been weird. I went to check and I was hoping it was closed. That would have been fun also, but no, it is definitely open on that day.
Okay, so yes, so there's a museum. I'm going to guess many people haven't heard of the Museum of Swiss Charters.
Yes.
Yes.
It does exist.
It's not up there with Disneyland, I admit. However, it's as you say, history geeks would love it. Dario, thank you for that. That was Dario there with a Swiss Up, taking a look at why we celebrate Swiss National Day on the 1st of August. We're doing this now because Swiss Up will be on a summer's break when the 1st of August comes around.